This is Apollo 11 interview number 15 with Mr. Donald Robbins. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. If this complicated mission proceeds as planned, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin are to touch down on the lunar surface, leaving the third crew member, Mike Collins, behind in orbit around the moon. From the time all three astronauts leave the protection of the Earth's environment, there's a chance they'll be subject to harmful radiation from the sun. Radiation resulting from a violent solar flare. Flare activity on the sun is very rare, but it could pose a hazard to crew members operating on the surface of the moon if they're exposed to such an outburst while beyond the protection usually provided by the Earth's atmosphere and magnetic field. To help guard against such a possibility, and in order to give Apollo 11 crew members enough warning to get in out of the solar rain, a solar observing network has been established around the world to keep constant watch on the sun throughout the mission. At NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas, Donald Robbins explained that 7 observatories are involved in the network, each capable of detecting flare activity on the sun and forwarding this information to Mission Control in Houston.
We have a team of men in the Mission Control Center during flights who monitor data from solar observatories around the world. They are ready to act within minutes after something happened. We have rapid communication to these observatories. We can get the data back, analyze it, and determine whether or not it is a hazard. Then we provide this information to the flight surgeon. He decides whether or not the crew can take any type of dose that's produced by a particular particle event. And then if he decides that it can be taken, he advises the flight director, and the mission is changed according to whatever plan is deemed necessary at that time. In addition to this, there are dosimeters that the astronauts have on their suits that they read out at periodic intervals and can tell how much dose they have accumulated for the mission. There is a handheld dosimeter that the men can take with them on the lunar surface, and this is one of the instruments that I believe they're going to take to the lunar surface with them. They can take it and they can read the dose rate at a particular time as well as the total dose accumulated for the period of the flight.
Comments on protecting Apollo 11 astronauts from the sun by Mr. Donald Robbins. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and the Saturn rocket story from Huntsville, Alabama. This is Willard Scott speaking.